Hey everybody, Elizabeth here. Before we get into today's episode, I wanted to make sure that you know registration is currently open for our Spring Strong Foundations cohort. Strong Foundations is a 5-week strength building program brought to you by me and Morgan Bungers. Coach Morgan Bungers is one of the best, most effective strength training coaches in this country. He has worked with some of the most elite athletes in the world, and now he specializes working with people in their 40s, in their 50s, in their 60s who want everyday strength. And this is not about being able to push your suitcase into the overhead compartment on an airplane. We need to be consistently and effectively strength training if we want to maintain the strength of our immune system. Muscle is a critical part of our immune system, and if we are not actively maintaining our strength, we are losing it as we age, and that means we are losing the strength of our immune system. It's also a significant component of our overall metabolism, especially our carbohydrate metabolism. Muscle mass plays a huge role in energy, in mood, mental health, bone health, so many different things. This is just not optional, but a lot of us don't do it because we aren't sure what to do. We aren't sure what not to do. We aren't sure if we're moving well. We don't know how to accommodate for our physical limitations or our current level of fitness, and that is why you need a coach, and you'd be hard-pressed to find one better than Morgan Bungers. Now, here's the thing about fitness programs. I've experienced this. My mom, who's in her 70s, has experienced this, where you buy a fitness program and then you're like, okay, but I can't do that workout because I'm not fit enough, or I don't have enough balance, or I don't have that equipment, or that hurts my knees, or it hurts my back. And then you're sort of just left to figure it out yourself, which means we often don't do anything. The great thing about Strong Foundations is that Morgan and I are part of it every single day, and you have an unlimited ability to ask us questions in a group setting or via direct message so that Morgan can help you scale for you, for whatever equipment you have, for the time that you have, for your fitness level, for your body and your physical limitations. 5 weeks. There's two different tiers. There's a beginner intermediate tier. There's an intermediate advanced tier. The testimonials that we have received from our previous clients will blow your mind. You can check them out and also register for your spot by going to primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. If you are an alum, if you have been through Strong Foundations before, I've already emailed you a renewal link with a special renewal rate. So please use that. If you don't see that email, let me know. For the rest of you, primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. We start on May 13th. So grab your spot now. You will have these workouts for life. 4 workouts a week for 5 weeks, 2 different tiers. So you've got 40 workouts total. Plus, there is a 5-part series on your pelvic floor. That is an incredibly important part of your physical fitness, of your strength, of your core strength, of your overall health, of your ability to maintain functional mobility as you get older. We want you to be a part of this. You will not regret joining the Strong Foundations cohort. It is an incredible community. Everybody needs to be consistently and effectively strength training. And if you're not, it's probably because you don't know how to make it work for you. And it can be made to work for you. It needs to be made to work for you. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation to register now. Let's get into the episode.
This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Primal Potential is about you. Your ability to change is not defined by yesterday and doesn't need to wait until tomorrow. Your transformation is now. Let's get started.
Happy New Year. Welcome back to the Primal Potential podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton, and this is a special episode. We do not typically have Wednesday episodes, but I had
to pop on for just a few minutes. Most importantly, to say Happy New Year. Let's make it absolutely amazing. And also to share a quick message with you. Tomorrow's episode, our normal episode of the week, episode 702, will be a bit more traditional in the new year, better approach to seeing through all those things that you want to do, all those goals that you have for yourself this year. I wanted to take a little bit of a different approach today because it is January 1st, because I wouldn't feel right not connecting with you on this day. And there have been so many questions on my mind over the past couple weeks, wrapping up the year, wrapping up a decade, going into a new year. So many questions on my mind, so many things to think about, so that I remain on track and in action towards the things that I really want to create for my life. Questions like, how do I want this year to be different? How do I need to show up differently to make that happen? In what areas do I most want to grow this year? And what does that look like? If I were the person that I really want to be, what would that look like? And what can I do about it today? What is that going to take? And there have been a couple of things coming through loud and clear as I ask myself those questions, as I answer honestly, and I just ask them again and again and again. I ask them when I'm driving, when I'm taking a shower, when I'm journaling, and I just allow my mind to generate different ideas and different possibilities. And the couple of things that are real consistent in my answer to these questions are about facing fear and choosing to be uncomfortable. Not only being willing to be uncomfortable, because that's totally different, right? Like, being willing to be cold is not the same thing as actually being cold and enduring it, right? Willingness is just an openness, and that is not the same as the experience itself. So for me, the two big things are about facing fear and being uncomfortable. It got me thinking about something my sister shared with me. I spent a couple of days with my sister and my mom right around Christmas. And I was up in my sister's room and I was looking at maybe a frame that she had or a quote that she had. And she said, yeah, my word for this new year is awake. My word for this new year is awake, which is so smart, because the essence of the problem when we are not making progress towards our goals, when we are not living as the way we want to live, more often than not, is that we are not awake. We're not awake to our goals, right? We're avoiding them or we're putting them off. We're not awake to possibility. We're focused more on what's wrong or the way we doubt ourselves or all the reasons it won't work. When we're struggling, we're not awake to the opportunities that exist today. We're just rushing right past them, operating in the status quo, choosing to remain in the familiar, the way things have been. And as she said that, I was like, awake. Okay, let's define it. Let me think about it. What does that mean for me? And a couple days later, when I was home and I had some quiet time, I was thinking about that. This word of awake, instead of being like, oh, that's cool, what does that mean to me to be awake? What does that mean to you to be awake? I want to be awake to what I want every day, as opposed to thinking about it every now and then and just rushing through my days, not being mindful and intentional and in action about the life I want to create. I want to be consistently awake to the life that I want. I want that for you too. I'd love for you to think about what that means for you and what it looks like in different areas, right? Because being awake to my health goals is very different from being awake to my relationship goals. I can be super clear on, in touch with, in action towards my health goals and acting like a schmuck to the people I love the most. So that won't work. What does it mean to you to be awake in your life? And how does that vary in different areas of your life? What does it mean to truly be awake in your career? Awake with your finances, with your relationships, with your health, your mindset, your self-care. What does that look like? Creating awareness here, defining this, can be a very important first step. What does it mean to be awake to possibility in your life? This was a big shift for me in 2019 because I was a little bit closed to a lot of possibilities. Oh, I don't have time for that. Oh, I don't think that would work for me. Oh, I can't handle that right now. That is the opposite of being awake. That's being closed. It's being shut down. What does it look like for you to be awake to possibility in your life? What does it look like to not be awake to possibility in your life? Or to not be awake towards other things, right? What does it mean? What does it look like in your world to not be awake to your health, to your choices, or your finances? I'd love to encourage, I know life goes at a really crazy pace sometimes, but I would love to encourage you to give some thought to what it means to be awake in your life. What does it mean to be awake in specific areas of your life? What does it mean to not be awake? And as I was thinking about this, I asked the boyfriend because I love hearing his perspective. I love having these conversations. He is far less comfortable with these conversations. I think initially they're met with a little bit of an eye roll, kind of like, oh God, here we go. Are we doing this again? But inevitably, we're both always glad that we did it. My openness out of the gate is a little bit higher than his. His resistance is a bit higher than mine at this point in time. But I asked him, I said, he set some goals, you know, and I said, okay, for these goals, well, what does it look like for you to be truly awake to them every day? What does it mean to you to be awake to who you want to be and what you want for your life? And he said, I guess it means being focused daily and not reflective. And I said, well, tell me what you mean by that. And he said, well, I guess not being awake is kind of thinking about it at the end of the day as a could have or a should have. But being awake to it is carrying it with me throughout the day or being focused on it throughout the day and being in deliberate action consistently, intentionally on a schedule instead of having it as kind of like a hope. And I said, all right. So then define for me what it means to not be awake to your goals or not be awake to what you want to create for this life. And he said to kind of have the goals but not be in action towards them daily, to prioritize the daily to-dos over moving myself forward. And not being awake means making excuses that make sense. I love that. Making excuses that make sense, because those are the most dangerous ones, right? The excuses that make sense to us. I don't have time. I'll do it tomorrow. But we can also choose to make the time. We can also choose to do it in whatever time we do have, right? We also can choose to take some action today and leave tomorrow out of it. Yep, we're going to do it tomorrow too. But doing it tomorrow doesn't have anything to do with what we can do today, what we will do today. And I said, all right, so then how can I help? If we know that you being awake to your goals and you being awake to who you want to be, if we know that's really important, and it is for me too, how can I help? And initially he was like, I don't know. And I said, all right, well, what are some things that might be helpful? And he said, I think having a structure and accountability would be really good. So we created a structure, right? A morning routine where he'll do these things consistently 7 days a week. And accountability, not just with me, but yes, with me. But we identified a couple other people that he wanted to bring into this, a couple other mentors in our life that he wanted to engage in accountability for this. So how can you help yourself stay awake after you know what it means to you, what it looks like, and what it looks like when you're not awake? What would help? And as I was thinking about this answer for myself, I was reminded of a quote that comes from Mark Nepo. You've probably heard me mention him here before. But the quote is, "Fear gets its power from our not looking." Fear gets its power from our not looking. And the best example that like jumps out at me when I think about this is the years that I spent being unwilling to look at the scale. Or the periods of time where I would refuse to go clothes shopping because I didn't want to know what size I would have to buy. Fear gets its power from our not looking. This can be not opening your credit card statements or not logging into your online banking account or your 401k. This could be not having hard conversations with your partner. How's our relationship going for us? What makes you happy? What makes you unhappy? What would you like to change? When we avoid those things, we give power to our fear. And fear is the thing that comes up most when I'm talking to people who want to make change but haven't done it yet. Fear. But fear gets its power from our not looking. I can't do it. I don't think it's the right time because I'm afraid. Fear gets its power from our not looking, right? We all have a choice. We can avoid the thing, or we can lean in and find out so much more of ourselves and shine a light on it. We can overcome it by choosing to face it. Sometimes we don't answer these questions that I put out there or that somebody else puts out there because we don't want to face it. But fear gets its power from our not looking, which means that when we face head on the things we want to change and what it's going to take and what we can do to ask others for help, when we face that thing instead of standing behind the fear, we take the power away from the fear. Sometimes when I ask people, like, well, what would help you with this goal? They don't answer because they fear accountability. They fear being held responsible. They fear sharing their goals because why? Because we don't want to fail in front of somebody else. But fear gets its power from our not looking. So let's do that thing anyway. And then we put the fear out of business. Right? Fear gets its power from our not looking. So I guess I'll wrap up with this thought. What are you hesitant to look at in your life? Is it something related to your health, to your marriage, to your finances, to your mindset? Is it accountability and coaching? Because now you're in it. Now you're going to be held responsible. If you feel like that's you, you know, like you want structure, you want accountability, and there's a little bit of fear of those things. If structure and accountability would help you stay awake, and there's fear there that you want to take away, think about something like the 12 weeks to transformation. It doesn't have to be that thing, right? If I'm not your person, I'm not your person. But if you want to change, whether it's your habits, your results, your health, your finances, your mindset, your relationships, we've got to step up and do the things that scare us. We've got to answer the questions that we normally rush right through. And I bring up the 12 weeks to transformation because registration closes in just 2 days. And I want this year to be a year of difference making for you, a year of leveling up, a year of not having this big gap between where you are and where you want to be, between what you know to do and what you actually do consistently. So you've only got 2 days to join us on this 12 weeks to transformation, working together for the first 12 weeks of the year. You can go to primalpotential.com/launch, primalpotential.com/launch to register for that. Be thinking about, what does it mean to be awake to your goals? What does it mean to be awake to possibility in your life? What does it mean to not be awake to those things? What do you need to put in place in your life in order to stay awake? The lyrics of the old Melissa Etheridge song were going through my mind as I was about to hit record for this episode. I don't know if you're familiar with that song. You can Google it. But it says, "Have I been sleeping? I've been so still, afraid of crumbling. Have I been careless, dismissing all the distant rumblings? Take me to where I'm supposed to be, to comprehend the things that I can't see. Because I need to move. I need to wake up. I need to change. I need to shake up. I need to speak out. Something's got to break up. I've been asleep and I need to wake up now." Happy New Year, everybody. I really hope I get the opportunity to work with you this winter to get to know you better. And I am always just a message away. So reach out anytime if I can support or encourage you. Take care.
Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. Just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.